Have you been encountering a problem with the charging of your iPad for a long time now? Is the charging happening slowly despite using a high wattage power adapter? There can be a few reasons behind this kind of problem, which you want to learn about before taking the device to a professional. Your decision is appreciated and respected, which is why you should read to the end of this blog. A great iPad repairs shop in Sydney is always ready to help you in the finest manner possible to keep you out of all kinds of trouble. But to get the best help, you should consider coordinating well with them. So, how are you going to do so? You can easily do so by going through the below-mentioned reasons why your iPad is charging slowly. Using an iPhone charger for your iPad. The first and foremost thing that every Apple user should know is that the chargers for iPhones vary from the ones that come with iPads. You simply cannot use your iPhone's charger to charge your iPad, it won't work. If you charge your device using the wrong equipment, you are most likely to experience problems. Or, even worse, you can damage the equipment. So, you should only use an iPad's charger for your iPad. A lot of background apps. If you are constantly dealing with apps that are using location services, syncing, or updating in the background, your iPad's battery is most likely to die in a short period of time. If you want the battery to drain out, you should consider closing all your applications in the background. Make a habit of closing each application right after you are done working with it. Top professionals running a leading iPad repair shop in Sydney also recommend the same to you. Your iPad is where you work your home and office tasks out on a daily basis. So, it definitely doesn't feel good to keep it dead for days and be unable to charge it due to experiencing a problem with the charger or the charging port. Therefore, if you want to fix the problem in the finest manner possible, you should reach out to the best team of professionals in your area now. Get your iPad repaired in no time and start working on it again.